Denise Lieberman is an attorney for the voting rights group, The Advancement Project. This week, she's testifying before both the House and Senate committees considering voter ID requirements and says the proposals are flat-out unconstitutional.
The photo ID proposals would relegate valid, eligible Missouri voters to second-class citizens.
She says that's because it can be hard for people living in poverty or the elderly to get, for example, a valid driver's license. Republican supporters beg to differ and say the new voter ID requirements are needed as a firewall against voter fraud. In 2011, a Republican-backed effort that mandated voters have a photo ID cleared the legislature, but was vetoed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.